This week in the Missouri Senate, we review a resolution voters will see on November 3rd.
Spent some time in here last night working on SDR 38.
Bring partisan gerrymandering back to the redistricting process.
Senate Joint Resolution 38 was among the first items passed during this year's regular legislative session. The resolution was pre-filed on December 1st of last year, heard by the Missouri Senate Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics Committee on January 14th, discussed on the floor of the Missouri Senate on January 29th and February 4th, sent to the Missouri House of Representatives on February 10th, truly agreed to and finally passed on May 13th. The measure will appear on the November 3rd ballot as Amendment 3. Senator Dan Hegeman of Cosby sponsored Senate Joint Resolution 38 this year. He presented the resolution to the Missouri Senate Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics Committee on January 14th.
Now, I know many will claim that we are trying to overturn the will of the people with this resolution. I see this as simply not the case. This resolution has to be approved by a vote of the people if it is to go into effect.
Senator Gina Walsh of Bell Fountain Neighbors says Senate Joint Resolution 38 was created in order to reverse what Missouri voters decided in 2018.
Voters passed Clean Missouri to get rid of partisan gerrymandering. I'm confident the voters will reject it. I truly believe that they stated what they wanted when it was on the ballot before, and I think that it will be borne out that they were right the first time.
Missouri Senate President Pro Tem Dave Schatz of Sullivan adds, in the same way voters decided the first ballot measure, this will also be determined by voters.
The legislature cannot single-handedly change Clean Missouri. The final product and the decision will ultimately fall to Missouri voters. We believe that Clean Missouri was complicated, poorly written. To this day, proponents continue to demonstrate they don't actually know what's in it or how it works.
Senator Walsh also says Missouri senators worked to find compromises when Senate Joint Resolution 38 was first discussed in late January.
I think everybody in this building were wondering what 8 senators could do. We are as strong as I told you we were 2 weeks ago. If the issue is important to us and it is our issue and we feel that we need to stand on it, we're going to stand.
In addition, Missouri voters will see Amendment 1 on the November 3rd ballot. This question is a result of Senate Joint Resolution 14 and 9, which was approved during the 2019 regular legislative session. Amendment 1 would expand term limits to all statewide elected officials if a majority of voters say yes to the amendment. Currently, only the governor and state treasurer are limited to 2 terms in office. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.